Very often, after a person is deceased, the relatives feel a tremendous void, naturally, and they very often feel a sense that they want to do something for the neshama of their loved one, of the deceased relative. So I thought we'd spend a few minutes discussing what is one supposed to do, meaning what is actually effective that actually helps the neshama in some way or another. Why am I talking about this now? For no other reason than the fact that just yesterday I picked up a copy of Rav Simcha Bunim Cohn's latest sefer, which is the Art School Halachos of Avelos. Art School had a Halachos of Avelos previously, which was just a translation of the Pnei Baruch, which is a classic Hebrew sefer, but now this was made for the English-speaking audience with Rav Simcha Bunim Cohn in his crystal-clear style. So he has a chapter on this topic. I thought it was interesting. It says my wife was buying her birthday present yesterday, and I had to sort of be there. So I was sitting there reading this. So I thought this was a good topic. So having said that, okay. So there are certain practices that are universal. For example, saying Kaddish for a parent. So we're not, that's dafka for a parent, not for other relatives, but we're not going to get into the Kaddish. Kaddish could, there are full books written on Kaddish and that which relates to saying Kaddish. There's another pretty much universal practice to learn Mishnayos li'iloi nishmasam. The Elef HaMagen quotes from Svarim HaKadoshim that limud Mishnayos for the Nefesh HaMeis is a tova gedola, and the Torah Or writes that limud Mishnayos is a tikun yosra gadol milispal l'pnei ha-teva. It's even more important than getting an amud than leaving the tzibur in davening. So next time you're in a shul where there are two people who are chiyuvim and they're arguing about who gets the amud, you can inform them that they could do more for the neshama by sitting down and learning one mishnah than taking the amud. So we should keep that perspective. Now, what do you definitely not? Those are the things that are universal. What do we definitely not do? Lalias neshama? Well, averos, of course, but that's obvious. What do people sometimes think one would do for an aliyas neshama and we don't? The Chafetz Chaim, in a footnote in Avas Chesed, he has a go in Perek Tezvav of Avas Chesed, where he says he noticed that people seem to spend a lot of money on very fancy gravestones made of marble with fancy lettering, and they spend a lot of money on plants to put around the grave, and he says that this is absolutely absurd. He says, imagine, you have a person who spent their entire life putting all of their kochos into obtaining material things, and finally, after death, they have a proper understanding of the true tachlis hanirza shel Torah mitzvos. They finally see from the other side what actually matters. Ki hu roe shezu yaschora yikora hamahalechas shom b'chal olamos. He finally sees what the currency is up in Shemayim, and the currency up in Shemayim is not with material things. He can finally appreciate that, and we try to honor him by spending more money materially. What a terrible, terrible mistake. I was once at a levaya for someone who was not religious. The whole family wasn't religious, and one of the maspidim said about the woman who was nifteres that she used to love to gamble, and now every time I go to Atlantic City, I'm doing it for you, Mom. That is terrible. Meaning that's a hayeshtus gedola mizu. I don't blame them. What do they know already? But still, that is not something that is a Torah hashkafa. So what ought we do? What do we do for Aliyas Neshama? So the Chafetz Chaim has a couple of suggestions. First, says the Chafetz Chaim in that one long footnote, that the best thing to do is that which will be consistently used for mitzvos for a long time. That way, instead of just like sponsoring a one-time mitzvah or doing a one-time mitzvah where it's only once, you want something that's going to, it's going to be a gift that keeps on giving. So he suggests, liknos shas, vilitno the beis hamedrash, v'yichtu alav shul lezecher nishmas avoseihem. Via shas, I think it's lav dafka shas, he means a commonly used sefer, give it to a base medrash where people learn, and write that it's l'zecher neshama, and then every time someone learns from that shas, it's going to be aliyah for that neshama. He also suggests, lasos gemach kavua l'zecher nishmas avoseihem, to make a gemach, a free loan society, l'zecher nishmas, because this is why it's in Avas Chesed, because Rav Chaim talks about the great mitzvah min haTorah to loan somebody money when they are in need of a loan. So he says, ki mikol halva of halva, if you have have a gemach where you lend out the money and then they repay it and then you can lend it out again. Every time that you lend out money, you're fulfilling another mitzvah daraisa, and that's a greater zechus for the neshama. Then the Chafetz Chaim adds that we are looking to save the person from suffering. You have to realize that in the Olam HaEmes, there is the ultimate reckoning for all of the averos, and he writes, V'yitzayir ha'adam b'nafsho, that it's worthwhile for a person to think to himself, Ila hayahu ba'atzmo chas v'sholom mushlach be'esh or b'shar yisurim kashim, if you yourself were about to be thrown into a fire or suffering through something terrible, kamiyu chepsu tshukaso shabonav yichnu subovi akura bavro beze eitza shetuchlu, how much you would, or shayuchlu, how much you would be hoping that a family member would come and save you and would go through whatever they can, latzilo mizeha onesh hanora, to save you from such terrible things. And that's what we should do for our deceased relatives, especially a parent, that they worked so hard in order to turn you into a man, into an adult. And the best way we know how to save them from this bitter punishment is by doing ma'asim tovim. And lest you think, oh, but my parents are such tzaddik and they're probably not suffering at all. No, ki bevaday adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz, that there is no such a thing as a tzaddik ashelo yachta. Everyone has some sins, and therefore we should do whatever we can as a rachmanus, as a chesed to our deceased relatives. Therefore, he says, you should do chesed, because the way to encourage HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use his Midas HaChesed is when we use our Midas HaChesed. So it's true, every mitzvah is valuable. Chafetz Chaim says particularly Chesed, because it's a Midah Keneged Midah. You're trying to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use his Midas HaChesed. And he quotes a Shla HaKadosh that Ha'osa Tzedakah B'shvil Nefesh HaMeis Bevada Yosa Tzala Gedola V'Nachas Ruach L'Nishmaso, that Tzedakah has a particular value to save the neshama. Then there are some other things that are also mentioned by Poskim. The Raman Simon Shinayin Vav Si'iv Dalid writes, V'nag lahaftir b'navi, that the Avel should try to get maftir. I don't know how many people are so makbid about this. I have a friend, Seth Grossman, who, when he was in his year of Yud Beis Chodesh, you know? When he was in his Yud Beis Chodesh for his father, he didn't miss a single maftir. He got every single maftir. He found shuls where there was no other chiyuv, where there was no bar mitzvah, where there was no this, to get every single maftir. So that's a minhag that's called in the Ramah. The Mata Ephraim in Dine Kaddish Yasom, Mata Ephraim says that the reason is because the brachos of the Haftorah contain a tefillah on Geulas Yisrael and on Kiddush Shemo Yisbarach, which are the same themes that you find in Kaddish. So it's ki'ilu you're adding another Kaddish when you have a maftir. In the Sefer Makor Chayim, written by the author of the Chavos Yair, in Simon Kuflam and Beis, Si'if Beis, he says that if for whatever reason you can't get maftir, still better to get an aliyah, meaning try to get some other aliyah, la aliyas neshama of a relative. In Nachla Shiva, in the Chuvas and Simon Lamed Ches, he writes that Talmud Torah Barabim is a great zuchus. He says, Yadua minu kol Yisrael v'u minu k'torah, shay yartzeit uchiyuv likros b'torah, that on a yartzeit, there's a chiyuv to read from the Torah. And he goes on to say that kriya sefer Torah adif mi kaddish, that it's an even greater zuchus than kaddish, ki yadua mi maesed Rabbi Kiva, he quotes maesed Rabbi Kiva in Kala Rabasi Parak Beis. But the point is, maftir, yes, that's what the Rama says, but other poskim say, even if it can't be maftir, any aliyah, probably any aliyah, because when one is all of the Torah, they're being melamed Torah barabim, and that, of course, is a very great zuchus to be melamed Torah barabim. Another suggestion, in the context of talking about what to do when you're not sure if the relative died, that used to be a much more common thing, that someone was missing, they traveled across the ocean, and you just never heard from them again. So the poskim discuss, well, you can't act like an ovel too much, because then people are going to come to be matir agunos. They're going to come to say that the wife is mutter. So Pischei Chuvin, Simon Shinayin Hei, Sifkat and Gimel says, well, you could lead benching. I mean, you can't say Kaddish, but lead benching. And that will also be a zechus. So what emerges from there is that leading benching is also a zechus, that if you can't figure out, there's no Kohen, and you can't figure out who should lead the benching, so have the person who's in the Yud Beis Chodesh, in the Avelus, for his parents, lead the benching. Another minhag that's quoted by early poskim is to light a candle. However, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn points out that in the earlier poskim, the Ramami Panu in Simon Peites and many other early poskim, Mavri Yabok, in other places it says that you light a candle bibes haknesses. And you find that in a lot of poskim, that the minhag was to light a candle bibes haknesses. Now they have yahrzeit plaques where they don't light a candle, they just turn on the light next to the, right? But that's what it was. It was to light a candle bibes haknesses. In the later poskim, somehow that minhag changed to just lighting a candle, a yahrzeit candle in the home, but that is the idea of lighting a candle in some way is representative of the neshama, and in some way is an aliyah for the neshama. Rav Shecht is pretty makbid not to do so on Yontif, because there's absolutely no use for that light whatsoever on Yontif, and you're not allowed to light a fire unless there's some use of Yontif itself. So a lot of people are makbid to light yahrzeit candles, so unless you can use it for something or another, then he holds it's a nisdaraisa, that you're not allowed to just be mavireish for no reason whatsoever. In Yosef Ometz, page Shin Lamed Aleph, he writes that learning certainly helps. And he says, you know what? It helps shivasayim mitfila, sevenfold from what tfila helps. And if somebody is mechadish chidushe Torah, ain erech la'kovod shezocha aviv al yedei kach b'yeshiva shalmaila. You can't even imagine the kind of value that has in yeshiva shalmaila when someone's mechadish chidushe Torah as a zecher to a neshama. And that's why very often you'll see people will sponsor a sefer, the zecher nishmas, a loved one. Sometimes people will write a sefer if they're capable of doing so, the zecher nishmas, someone who passed away, and that is of the greatest value. In fact, unbelievably, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn quotes from the Tzava'a of the Ritvaz, which is published in the end of the Shailos Tshuvos of the Ritvaz, where the, you know what a Tzava'a is? Familiar with the concept? Tzava is like a will, except rabbis don't have money, so we don't will over money. What we will is ethical suggestions for the family, that this is what you should be makbid about, this is what you should do, right? So tzava, now that the real thing about the money will is that we have Dina Yerusha for that, and really nowadays everyone should have a will. Okay, but we're not going to get into wills right now, but the point is that a tzava is a really good idea anyhow, that you have someone who says, you know, this is what matters to me, this is what I really want my family to know and to do. So there are many great tzavas. Maybe Rabbi Bamberger's next sefer should be great tzavas, right? Great Jewish tzavas. I'll tell him. So the tzava of the Ritvaz says that he told his children he doesn't, on days that they don't learn a daf of Gemara, he doesn't want them to say Kaddish for him. That your Kaddish is worthless if it's not backed up by Talmud Torah. A daf Gemara each day if you want to say Kaddish. Wow, that says something about how he valued Talmud Torah and devalued those who are not engaged in Talmud Torah. Okay, so what about after Yud Beis Chodesh? Is there anything to do after the Avelus is over? So the Tzavos Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, he writes that even in the second year to say Kaddish Rabbanan, in the Tshuvas Rivach, he says that there may not be Onesh Gehenim after Yud Beis Chodesh, but there's still other more Onshim Kalim for another 7 years, and then after that there are still other Onshim. So it's always a good idea to do things L'Aliyas Neshama even beyond the original 12 months. And the Pele Yoetz, Erech Kavod, he writes that he wanted his kids to daven and say Kaddish and learn and give tzedakah for the rest of their lives. Because we have to be at least choshesh that maybe Gehenim lasts more than 12 months, even though we assume that Dina Shel Gehenim is normally 12 months. So these are the suggestions. But the Ikar is mitzvos ma'asim tovim. That's what ultimately works better than anything else, better than any other tricks or any other, certainly anything material, which the Chafetz Chaim points out, is absolutely worthless and absolutely ridiculous to try to do as an Aliyas Neshama, but to use things to achieve a certain heights in ruchnius, that and particularly in chesed, in order to be an Aliyas Neshama. Okay.